When I was 23 years old, my eldest cousin, his name was Stefan, was 29, and he was killed in a car accident. His pregnant wife and his two children were in that car. They all survived, but my cousin did not. As horrific as that was for our family,
well, of course,
the most amazing thing happened for me 2 weeks later because Stefan came to visit me. Now, I call it a dreamlike experience. It certainly was not a dream, but it was in that state that you have before you're fully awake. You're not fully awake, but you're not fully asleep. It's kind of in that in-between zone in the morning. And the reason I say it wasn't a dream was because there were certain things that were very, very different than any dream I've ever had before or since. The first thing is that the colors in this experience were brighter than anything in this reality. It's almost as if they were luminescent or shimmering. The closest thing I can come to describe would be if we had a freshly laden snow and it was a bright, sunny winter's day and the sun hits the snow and gives off this glare. It's so bright, it actually stings your eyes.
It glistens, exactly. It looks like little diamonds.
Mm-hmm. Except in my experience, it didn't sting my eyes. So that was one thing, the intensity of the colors. The second thing was the emotions that I felt. Everything was amplified. So if I was feeling sadness, it was despair. If I was feeling joy, it was ecstasy. And then the third thing about it is that I can still as clearly remember today as when this experience happened 33 years ago. And you know, you can't do that with your dreams.
No.
But I had this experience, and if you'd like, I'll share with you what happened.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So I found myself in the woods. I was standing alone. There was a dirt road that ran from my right, kind of an overgrown dirt road, right in front of me and to my left, down into the woods. The leaves are brilliant, brilliant, shimmering green. And I looked to my right, and there, coming down this dirt road, is a unicorn, a brilliant, stark white luminescent unicorn that is running right at me, runs right past in front of me and off down to the left down that road. And my first thought was, oh my God, I didn't think unicorns were real. But I kind of shrugged my shoulders and I mean, how can I doubt it? It's right in front of me and there it goes. So I start chasing the unicorn. Now, the unicorn is galloping at a faster rate than I can possibly run, but I'm chasing it anyway. And it takes me to the edge of the field next to the house where we grew up. By the time I get to that edge of the field, the unicorn's on the opposite side of the field, over to the left, way beyond wherever I could catch it. And so I just kind of give up. That house that we grew up in is over to the far right. But standing directly in front of me, maybe 100 feet, is my cousin, Steph.